This is for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And this is For The Players, the pop culture as PlayStation podcast. Over 40 years of playing PlayStation, 8 plus years in that games media combined. For the last time of 2018, we thank you for joining us in this PlayStation Conversation.
PlayStation Conversation happens every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and 8 a.m. on iTunes and iTunes, Spotify and other podcast services. If you'd like to be a part of future conversations, please join us on Discord, Facebook, comment below. If you're generous, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/popculturist. Head over there, check out the tiers. Might be something there that interests you.
If you are a Patreon supporter, you can watch us record this show live, which this week, for the festiveness, we've opened that bad boy up. And you could be watching us now. But if you're watching on YouTube on the Monday, it's probably...
It's too late.
It's a little too late. But we are on Twitch at twitch.tv/popculturist. And you can, if you want to show the love of popculturist on your body, head to popculturist.com/shop, where you can buy...
You can buy merch that we're not wearing today. It's the last show of the year.
I got new wrestling shirts, so I'm rocking one of them. Mm-hmm. You got a stripy one.
The same stripy one I've had for like 3 years.
That's it. But that's it. This is the last episode of 2018.
Praise Jesus.
It has been a year.
It's definitely, through all statistics and measurements, it has been
all metrics.
It's a year.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
100% a year. Mm.
Yeah, that's great.
How you been, man?
On break now from work. Yeah. 2 weeks off. I'm 2.5 weeks off. Pleasant. Pleasant thoughts.
I've used my break pretty well so far. I slept for 4 hours in the afternoon yesterday with James.
Not bad.
He's like, James is going to have a sleep. I'm like, okay.
Me too.
We went out strawberry picking.
Oh.
Like, oh, that was fun.
Where'd you go for that?
Probably like 5 minutes down the road.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Like it's the first year I've ever done it, and it's this giant field, and they're like, there's different flags, and then like, okay, today we're picking out of the pink one. Mm-hmm. The pink one, you buy a punnet, you load that fucker up, and James smush one in the car. We got to the car, and he's like, strawberry? Well, he goes,
good man.
It's good.
Good man.
That's good fun.
It's nice.
But, yeah, so I know PlayStation podcast, but you still loving that Xbox?
Fucking oath, I'm loving that Xbox.
Yeah.
PlayStation hasn't been on since I got it. Ooh. I've played a lot.
What have you been playing?
A lot. Just because of the games pass, it's like, I'm going to try this, I'm going to try that, and that, and that, and that, and that, and that. Played a lot.
Have you finished a lot, or you just kind of...
No, I'm sampling. Like Homer when he's trying to... Ooh. No, I've sampled a lot. I sampled the Mutant Road to Eden.
Oh, you mentioned that last week, yeah.
Wasteland 2, mm-hmm. which is made by the original blokes of Fallout. ReCore. Ashen, Halo, Hellblade.
Man, you're hard.
Or in the Blind Forest.
What do you think of Hellblade?
It's fucking rad.
Isn't it?
I'm probably going to finish it tonight.
Yeah, I might need to start it again, only because I don't remember where I got up to.
Yeah. Apparently it's only 6 or 7 hours
long. Yeah, I think about
3 hours. But I'm playing with the headset.
Have to.
There's one, you know, you get all the voices. There's one voice that scares me. Mm. And it's not like... Blah, 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 like jump scare, but it's a really aggressive voice and it really unsettles me when that aggressive voice starts going. I'm like, oh, stop it.
It's incredibly powerful what they've done with the audio design there, because what they did is they got like some of those ASMR things stuck in the middle of a room
and had people walk around.
Yeah, they gave it the ears so that way it would
directional
try hearing. To imitate as much as like a real ears would in terms of, you know, not coming in the back sort of thing, and they just walked around it and yelled at it.
Yeah. You fucking suck, Senua.
Yeah, and it's like, jump.
Yeah, but it's really, really like personal story. Like, it's really, it's really, really good. Halo's good.
Mm?
I'm impressed, even though, like, it definitely shows, like, as a product of its time. It's what, 20 years? Not
yes.
Between, I don't know. Like, a couple of decades ago. The controls are a bit rudimentary. Like, reload is, you write R1 or RB.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, change that shit.
Melee is... what would be B circle, so the controls are a little bit wacky, but it's cool pushing the button to switch between OG graphics. I'm playing mostly in the OG graphics because they're refined, they're really nice and sharp, you know. Mm. They're not blurry how you'd expect them to be. About halfway through the first game, I think, and it's cool. I'm not really getting like the amazing story it's supposed to have, but I'm only halfway through the first game.
Correct.
I got plenty to do. I want to get.
You got four more to go.
Well, four and a half. But I do, yeah. I want to be able to play Halo Infinite when it comes out. So I do want to knock over there. I did play Halo Online as well.
How'd you go?
It's fucking hard.
Yeah,
people
good.
Have been playing for like 20 years. Yeah, I didn't do very well. That's cool, though. It was cool to see, though. Yeah, and I got Ori and the Blind Forest ready to go.
Can't jump on that, man.
I downloaded Rocket League on the Xbox because it was on the Games Pass. I'm playing that a bit too. Playing a lot. I had a lot of games on my plate. I'm getting Smash for Christmas as well. I had a lot. I'm sorted for games. I'm well sorted.
Yeah, still low key, man. Yeah, just not much. Because I finished work up on Wednesday. Thursday was very chill. Friday was pretty chill.
Watching the wrestling.
Yeah, so I watched TLC twice last week.
Did you?
So I watched it Monday at work.
Yeah.
Because that was the last week and they're like social groups. So like as long as they're there talking, no one gives a really real big shit. So like, you guys want to watch the pay-per-view? They're like, okay. So I watched that Monday and then Max messaged me on the Monday night going, hey, you watch TLC?
You got that WWE Network?
He's like, have you watched TLC yet? I'm like, yeah, I watched it this afternoon. Why is that? He's like, oh, I just kind of want to check it out. I'm like, well, and then I record that episode of Dash Culture with Dash and Buddy, as well as Paul and Dylan. Blight, not our Dylan.
Uh-huh.
Goes up 31st.
I forgot about
December.
Our Dylan.
Yeah.
He's around, isn't he?
He's somewhere.
Yeah, he's somewhere.
So then I was like, oh, man, we'll do it tomorrow night. And then I messaged Craig. I'm like, hey, you want to come watch TLC? He's like, fuck yeah, I do. So here's where Craig and we watched TLC.
That's pretty usual. He messaged me. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, I was like, hey, man, I'll put the offer out there. And you're like, can't get kids. I'm like,
kids.
Fucking Heath Slater over here.
Worked 11-hour day.
Yeah. I'm like, that's cool, man. It's fine. So
Royal Rumble, though.
Yes, we watched, speaking of Royal Rumble, we watched TLC, and then we watched The Greatest Royal Rumble.
Which one was that?
That was one that was like May of this year. They went to Saudi Arabia and did the.
Oh, okay.
They did the 50. So the Greatest Royal Rumble. I know. Sorry, we're talking about wrestling again. Sorry. It's the 50 man wrestling match.
Okay.
Rumble. It was bonkers. Okay. They just brought out really weird fucking people.
Yeah.
Like people that you don't know. Well,
as in everyone came in one at a time, or they just started everyone.
No, everyone one at a time. So every 90 seconds, new people would come in. It started off with Daniel Bryan and Dolph Ziggler, and then eventually more and more came in. Great Khali rocked up. He's like 80 feet tall at this point. Hornswoggle rocked up, did a tadpole splash, got thrown out of the ring. Some sumo rocked up because they're like, hey, we need someone to fight Braun
Strowman. We just need numbers.
Yeah, bunch of NXT dudes. Titus O'Neil came running in, tripped.
Oh, did he?
And went straight under the ring.
Okay, yeah.
You've probably seen that
clip. I think he's done it before.
Yeah. I don't know if he does it on purpose or not, but he ate shit and cleared half.
No, I'm pretty
that
sure
ring.
He's done it before. I think it's like his thing.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
Because then after I watched that, I posted on Twitter. I'm like, that guy ate shit. It was very funny. Our friend Benny at 8-Bit Mania said, goes, watch this clip. It's a clip from New Japan. Guy trips, hits the bar in the center of it.
Yeah, that's
blows
not meant
out
to
his face.
Yeah.
And like it's gnarly, and then you see the guy jump out of the ring and get it real up close and like, fuck, are you alright?
Yeah.
Then you see him kind of go and wipe the blood on his face.
Yeah,
just sort of be like, yeah.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm pretty sure you're not dead.
I just got like 7 concussions. So let's do this because I won't remember it anyway.
And Kevin Owens was one of the last ones to come out. He always looks like he's gonna cry for some reason.
I like him.
Yeah, me too.
He's a tough motherfucker.
Oh, he's out.
Is he?
He'll be back probably March, I think. Two knee reconstructions.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Then Jericho rocks up at number 50. Apparently they had a feud. And he's like, go away! Go back to Japan! And I'm like, he's going to cry. Kevin Owens is going to cry.
But he channels that, right?
Yeah, it's really good. And then they fought and that was great. Yeah. Other than that, no, not really played a ton of games. But we played Spyro on Wednesday. Played a bit of Spyro Reignited for the streams. Didn't. It's wanted to play a game. We're not recording the audio.
That's a shame.
Luckily, that's recording. I'm going to have to do some splicing.
What did I say before we started? I think we'd have this down by now.
Yeah, well, like, I'll just pull the audio from that. Like, because that records using these mics. That's fine. I'll do a bit
you can work your post-magic.
Post-magic.
Yeah, cool.
Yes, I've not really played a bunch. I want to play some more Red Dead. I think I played some Red Dead. I don't remember.
Can't be that memorable of a game if you don't remember.
Oh, sick burn on Red Dead. But no, it's still been that limited game, just kind of chilling. Cool. I did jump on the store today because the January sale is on.
Winter sale. Well, for them.
Yeah, for the Americans. Mm. But there's a January sale that went up like today. There's a bunch of really sweet kind of cheap games in there. Mm-hmm. Like Injustice 2, Legendary Edition is like $30. Because I just want to play like Hellboy and Ninja Turtles and stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
And I want to finish that story because we started like when it came out earlier in the year. It was a great story.
It's a cool story. I want to finish it. It was a cool story. I liked it. Cool.
But yeah. So that's about all I've played this week. But now we're going to jump into the news where we tell you about what happened in this week in La PlayStation.
Not much, because, you know, end of the year and stuff. Media Molecule has confirmed the Dreams beta for PS4, though the general public won't have access to it this year. That's their loophole, you know? Yeah, you'll have beta this year. Not everyone, just a couple people, though. After teasing the announcement, the Dreams creator beta launched on Wednesday, December 19th. Media Molecule announced in a live stream the beta, which will not support the full game's PSVR functionality, runs through to January 21st, and anyone who has been following Media Molecule's newsletter should receive an invitation to it. The general public will not be able to sign up for the beta until the new year. The invitations public will begin on the week of January 8th. The beta does have some caveats, though. Those jumping into the creator beta will be asked to sign a confidentiality agreement, with Media Molecule noting this is the first time they're really giving access to the game's tools to the public.
So when I met with one of the guys from Media Molecule at PAX, they were like, he was adamant. They were adamant that it was coming at the end of the year. I'm like, third year in a row, mate.
They kind of did. They did it.
And he did. And yeah, they're not wrong. So I should have done what like our buddy Joel did. He got in that newsletter yonks back.
Mm.
I was like, I don't give a shit about Dreams that much. Like, I didn't give a shit about Dreams until I played it like last month. So I didn't jump on this list thing. So I haven't got my hands on it. But apparently the confidentiality agreement's like up the butt though, like it's, as in
don't talk about
you
it.
You can't no, period. Nothing.
Period. Nothing. Which is fine, I guess.
Yeah, which is legit. But I guess it comes from an understanding that it's going to be buggy as all hell, which is all right.
But it is actually coming out. The game exists.
We still got no release date though.
PS5 launch title. I think Little Big Planet was a launch title at some point for one of the consoles.
Yeah, 3, I think.
Maybe.
In the early times. Ooh. I don't know. I think that would imply, because it depends if PS5 comes out next year or not. Because I think beta and then another year?
Mm.
Nah, man.
It's already been months. So long, who cares? Like, yeah. It's at the point, it's just do whatever you got.
I give it 6 months. I think we'll have it by June.
Interesting. Respawn Entertainment is already hard at work making Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Although the developer has yet to release much information about that game, leaks about the project suggest it will be an ambitious title with lots of fan favorite characters. However, that's not all the studio may be working on, as there's a suggestion that Titanfall 3 is indeed in development as well. New job listings indicate that Respawn is currently staffing up for development on Titanfall 3. As of writing, there are sorts of positions list for the Titanfall franchise, including senior technical animator, build and release manager, senior network engineer, and all that kind of stuff. This would indicate that Respawn isn't just thinking about making Titanfall 3, but they're actively looking to jump into production.
Ooh.
Mm. That's good. Because everyone assumed Titanfall was dead. Because EA flobbed the Titanfall 2 release, releasing it in between Battlefield and Call of Duty. Didn't really market it or anything, but the game was arguably better than both of those by a fucking large margin. Not only was the multiplayer really, really good with lots of cool new ideas and stuff, but the single player campaign was heralded as like one of the best shooter campaigns ever created, and it's a real shame that people aren't playing it. So having said that, a Titanfall 2 is on sale, at least on the Xbox at the moment, for like $12 or something, so I'd suggest checking it out. And it's cool that they're like, yeah, no, do another one, and hopefully this time they do it right,
they push it the right place.
Because it was Alex played the multiplayer heaps, he fucking loved the multiplayer. I played through the campaign, I thought the campaign was amazing, even made me get like a little bit of because they really build on the relationship between the Titan and the pilot that you're playing. Like, they really, you know, instead of just being his AI robot, it's like they give him a kind of personality and just little things like you're falling out of a building and he like catches you like as you're coming. He's like, "Go!" Got you, and you're like, "Oh, thanks, man!" And so you really get that bond. And the campaign was so good. And at the price you can pick it up for now, it's worth picking up for the campaign alone. So it is cool to see that they're continuing with that as well.
So following up on a news article from last week, we talked about why Pornhub is so popular with the PlayStations.
I'm just reading the chat. Chris Conway says, Titanfall 2 made me cry over a damn robot. Ooh. Exactly. The campaign is so good. And it's only probably 7 or 8 hours. It's not a long one, but it's as long as it needed to be without just kind of, oh, we need it to be 10 hours. So yeah, fluff it up a little bit. Just it's all really fucking good.
But yeah, apart from that, from the report of like majority of Pornhub traffic being from PlayStation, the answer is very simple.
What's that?
PlayStation VR. Because you can now get VR porns.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't think about it. And then when Max was over and he's like, hey, I was listening to FTP on the way here. I'm like, yeah. So you know, talking about the porns. I'm like, hey, yeah. He's like, it's VR. The answer is VR. I'm like, why haven't I done that?
It's interesting. Yeah, because I have a VR headset at home now too.
Are we going to try VR porns now?
In a live stream?
Yeah. Obviously, we can't show the porns because my child's been like, whoa.
Well, the kids are at their mother's Christmas Eve night. So what better way to ring in Santa Claus? And Max agrees Titanfall 2 was solid as. The chat agrees.
I'll check it out.
I agree. Ubisoft The Division 2 had a technical alpha test for PC over the last week, and many of those
games
who had the chance to play it came away with positive impressions. The alpha, which was announced last week or 2 weeks ago, took place between December 15 and 18, and those who had the chance to play it signed an NDA, of course, strictly limiting what they could or could not publicly say about the game. While, of course, many leaks arose during this time, Ubisoft has removed much as they could. However, some details and impressions have remained, and they're largely positive on this post-apocalyptic sequel. Reddit user u/KinaWashShare shared various technical details about the alpha, and while they said it has a fair share of bugs, common among alpha tests, they feel is a major step up from the first, saying, quote, so far an amazing improvement over The Division. One, I barely scratched the surface and it's huge. They also note that the health sponge issue many fans had with the original has been improved, and the gunplay and movement is faster and more fluid.
Get rid of the health sponge shit, and I'm in.
No, I'm really keen for The Division 2. There was a whole lot more like posts about initial impressions, not specifics, just like it's really good, and apparently that wasn't like they could at least say I really like it or I think it's shit out of the NDA. So it's cool. I'm glad to hear that because it's only
3 months.
It's out in March.
We'll be jumping on that bad boy for sure.
Fucking oath, I will be. Like we did the first one, we played together like twice.
Yep. You were unemployed at that time. So
I was.
You were able to clear your way through it.
One more bit of news. I don't have the story, but that you could do on PlayStation Europe's website, you could do My PlayStation Life.
Yeah, I did that. I did mine.
And I did it, and it's like, you know, your most played games and all that kind of stuff. I've played 3,899 hours of PlayStation 4.
Damn, very nice.
That's a lot. What was yours? Do you remember?
I don't know. Find out.
My most played game was Destiny 2.
Yeah, makes sense.
Somehow, I don't believe.
I thought Persona would have got the job. No,
because it's only like it's a single player game. I don't believe I played Destiny 2 for over 400 hours, but apparently I did. And also, Diablo 3 was in there with like 300 hours, and Monster Hunter World was like 250. But there was a section at the end of this video where it's like your most rare trophy is X, and X amount of players that have unlocked this trophy. So, because it gave you the player numbers, people were able to go, well, that's the percent of players that have the trophy multiplied by the player numbers, and they could figure out roughly how many units are sold of certain games. And now,
and a lot of this information is not publicly
known. And so I don't think you can actually do this anymore, the My PlayStation Life, but some sales figures are Call of Duty World War II, 25.6 million players. Let's look at the Sony first party stuff. God of War, this is as of November, had about 7 million players. That's pretty good. Spider-Man had nearly 9 million players. Horizon Zero Dawn had nearly 13 million players.
Damn, that's very good.
But the biggest ones was like FIFA had 35 million players.
Yeah, easy.
Fucking crazy. And like the top three were FIFA, like 15, 16, and 17 or something like that. All with like 25 to 32 million players. Insane. No wonder EA keeps pumping that shit out. However, GTA 5, 58 million players.
Shit.
That is crazy.
Let's look at mine. So my first PS4 game was apparently NBA 2K14.
What?
Because it happened. It came with the bundle.
Oh, okay.
I think Watch Dogs was installing at the time, so I played NBA.
Yeah.
Let's
Chris Conway says, people like FIFA. Yeah.
Oh, not as many hours. I put 1,322 hours across 182 games.
Fuck, I played like 2,500 more hours. It doesn't sound right. A lot of people were like, yeah, it seems a bit fishy. It doesn't seem to quite reflect it.
This doesn't sound right. My number three was 52 hours with God of War.
Mm.
Number two was 60 hours in Minecraft.
Yeah. Maybe the Camps of Vita as well. I know you're playing on a Vita.
Or playing at work.
Mm.
And number one was GTA 5 with 84 hours.
You've played GTA 5 way more than 84
hours. Fuck yeah, I have.
Yeah, a bit fishy on the numbers there. Max is doing his now. Let us know how you go with yours.
Please.
Quickie bit of news. Insomniac Games announced that the latest update to Spider-Man includes the Sam Raimi spider suit for free.
Yes.
People got what they wanted.
Okay, so...
I really, really liked what they said on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because people were like, you're not listening to us. You know, we want this and you're not doing it. And they're like, we're listening. You don't get whatever you want. And I'm like...
See, my issue with this comes from it's a weird thing. So I understand that this isn't something that happened overnight. This would have taken a while for build up, for licensing, whatever.
Mm.
But the way they've dropped it now, it does feel like, hey, we're pandering to the people that complained. I strongly disagree with whoever is the loudest is deemed the right.
But for all we know, they could have already been doing it.
They have.
But they couldn't actively say, yeah, we're working on it.
They came out and they said that they've been working on this for so long and we wanted to deliver it like a Christmas gift, but you guys acted all dickholes about it. So now it comes out a bad example. So I was talking to Jono about it, Jono Peck, putting in work. He goes, what about the example of, say, your wife says to you, you never do anything romantic for me, whatever. And you're like, well, I just literally bought this holiday. You're going to get it for Christmas.
Fucking here you go.
Fucking here it
ungrateful
is.
Bitch.
Exactly. And I think that's a great way to look at it.
Mm.
I personally would, if I was there, I'd have been like, no.
Actually, now you're not getting it at all.
Yeah, I'll be like, we had it, not getting it. And like, because of that.
But I do like that they had that little bit of snapback on Twitter.
Which is good.
I really, really
I hate part of gaming culture, and a part of internet culture right now, where it's you just yell until you get what you want.
But it's also the PR people have to be like, yep, we hear you, I'll pass the feedback on, and some of the games are like, no.
Yeah.
Like, you don't always get what you want. Even though they knew it was coming, they're like, nah, fuck you guys.
Sucks for Andrew Garfield, though, you don't get one.
Well, Andrew Garfield sucks. Max had trouble. Yeah,
Max says,
since all this stuff happened...
Max says he's come up with a message.
Yeah, that's the message everyone's
that
getting.
That said, uh-oh, something went wrong. Apologies, we are seeing an unprecedented demand for PS4 Live, which is causing technical difficulties. We're working hard to resolve this issue.
And they're looking to remove the trophy number of players obtaining the trophy. Because ever since
you can get that now. You just go to PS4 Live or Trophies or whatever, PS4Trophies.com.
Can you?
Yeah.
Tells you the number of players, not the percentage.
It says X amount percentage. It says this number of PlayStation Platinum trophies. It's easy obtainable data.
I don't know.
But it doesn't tell you, like, out of how many people.
Yeah, that's it. But then it said it was completed. Mm. Yeah, it's been weird. Top-selling games for last week, starting number 10, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, number 9, God of War, number 8, NBA 2K19, number 7, Battlefield 5, number 6, Just Cause 4, number 5, FIFA 19, number 4, Call of Duty Black Ops 4, number 3, Spyro, number 2, Spider-Man, number 1, Red Dead. Red Dead will be there for a while.
It'll be there for a while.
Especially
now we're heading into Christmas. Mm-hmm. Everyone would have picked it up again.
It doesn't have much competition until, like, Kingdom Hearts, I guess.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts is going to be the big
Kingdom
one.
Kingdom Hearts will knock it down, and then we get into February, and then all the shit starts.
Yeah. Good to see God of War back.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do see, same as you. I think Red Dead will be there. Spider-Man's on sale right now on the PSN, and they've just wrapped up all 3 packs of DLC. Mm. So I think that'll get a nice little bit of a bump there as well. And Spyro being very kid-friendly, it's probably a good
Christmas.
Easy pick-up for Christmas.
Yeah. That's it for the news, Ryan. As we have a chat to the players about, I don't know.
Our original idea for the main topic of this show was to be a big, nice, open Q&A.
7,018 hours over 222 games, Max. First was Trine 2. I played that. That was really good.
Jesus, Max.
Destiny 2 has to be most hours.
Yeah, probably.
Or GTA. I'm waiting for the update.
Too much
Get to tell us what your rarest trophy is and what your top 3 played games are.
My rarest trophy was a game for Think of the Children.
Oh, mine was the Platinum for Pyre. 1,057 hours of Destiny. 1 or 2? That must be number 1, surely.
Fuck, Max.
Because Destiny 2 has been out for like a year. Get 1,000 hours. 820 for Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, we knew that. He's a big FF dude. Mm-hmm. Get that.
He sold his account.
Our original idea for this episode was to be a big old Q&A.
Sorry, one more. 740 for Rocket League. Nice.
But we did reach out to the communities, and I guess with all the festive seasons, or their lack of giving a fuck, we got 5 questions.
That's okay. I wouldn't write one in either.
Yeah.
So fine. Why not?
So what we'll do is we'll keep them for at the end, and we'll do our from the players. We do our usual little community questions.
Usual.
Well, that's where it should be. We don't ask.
That's where it would be if we had.
We don't ask anymore because we don't get.
If we had any kind of popularity.
Yeah. So instead, we're going to use this section to talk about games that would best be suited for your holiday break. So we're using this as an example. So. From now, so like I said, I finished work on Wednesday. You finished work the last week as well. That means that we've got... I go back on the 7th. When do you go back?
7th.
So we got about 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
What are some games that would greatly maximize that 2.5 weeks?
Oh. You mean as in I'm recommending for you or just in general?
Anyone. In general.
Oh, okay.
So there's 2 ways we can go about this is what I'm thinking of straight away. You can... use this time to get ahead for games that are coming out next year.
Mm.
So in January, we're going to have Kingdom Hearts. So in this time, you probably could kick through Kingdom Hearts 1, 2.
Could you?
At least 1 and 2. Like maybe not all the side bullshit, like the 2.8s and the chapter prologues.
Mm.
But like 1 and 2, you probably clear out over the 2 weeks.
Yep. Okay, well, I will put forward the Metro series. Seeing as Metro Exodus is coming out mid-Feb, you can at the moment pick up Metro 2033 and Last Light Redux, which are the remastered versions, in a twin pack for $13. Play them now. Be all fresh and ready to go for Exodus.
That's
because
actually my plan.
Because 2033, they're probably both about 8 hours long, roughly. And it's not a hard 8. I mean, the game's not easy, but it's not like, you know, it's very fun play. Now's the perfect time to play the 2 Metro games because Exodus is looking like it's going to be incredible. And at the moment, it probably is my most anticipated game next year. I mean, there's a few, but it'll be like my Monster Hunter, like that early year big time sink.
Yeah.
Because Monster Hunter came out January this year and I put in nearly 250 hours until we got into God of War and Spider-Man and all that. So I think that'll be Exodus for me.
Very nice. I do think Spider-Man should make that list. Seeing as there is those DLCs are out now, so if you did enjoy Spider-Man, it might be worth coming back. I'm thinking about it. Probably not going to, but I'm thinking about it.
I still like it.
What else is coming out early next year?
Now you can also with the Division 2 in March.
That's on sale right now.
You can get the Division 2 for like $20. Whether
on a January sale, literally.
I'm not sure digitally, but you can go to EB Games to get a pre-owned one. I paid $18 for it when I jumped back in. It is a bit of a slog, though, especially playing solo, just towards like the middle to end game when you do get those bullet spongy enemies, which apparently they've alleviated in the Division 2. It can get a bit... But it is still an interesting and fun world to jump into. There are still thousands of people playing it. And I think you need to experience the Dark Zone. It is such a fun area to be in.
Especially that person hated it because I was always in the bum myself.
Yeah, so was I, but that to me that added to the intensity because you can kind of see where other players are sometimes, and it's like, are they going rogue and like you're waiting for extraction. I never extracted a single piece out of there, but it was just it's just really adrenaline inducing, and it was just a really cool idea. And I hope that in the Division 2 they have something similar. Bit more fleshed out, you know. I want them to go hard on you play what level 1 to 30, get the story done, but then you're in the Dark Zone, like that is your end game.
Yeah,
which it pretty much is now anyway, kind of in the Division 1. But it like for the price you can pick up the Division 1 for, I think it's worth another playthrough, or at least just play it. You don't have to finish it, but at least get the origins of what's happening in that universe.
We'll come back to PS4 games in just a minute, but I know a lot of people are picking up PSVRs for Christmas. It's super cheap right now.
Get all the pawns.
Make sure you update your media player so you can use them on your memory stick.
Mm-hmm. Fucking oath. Just take notes. To-do list.
Yes.
Update stuff.
So, obviously, the big one for me this year was Astrobot. Exceptional. You probably get that in about 6 hours-ish. Maybe 8, maybe. That was a big ton of fun, that game. I think you can always go back to Resident Evil 7. Give them spooks.
Well, speaking of Resident Evil.
Resident Evil. With Resi 2 coming out early next year, you can also jump back onto Resident Evil Remake, and then or even Resident Evil 7 to understand how Resident Evil 2 Remake is going to play. Because although it's not in first person like Resident Evil 7 is, it's built on kind of, it feels very much the same.
Yeah.
It feels like 4 and 7 had a baby.
Okay.
Like they had a sweet, sweet Resident Evil baby.
I'm just waiting for number 3, for Nemesis to get remade. That's the one I really, really like.
Obviously, you know, you can get you on the Beat Savers, the Tetris effects. You can go back and get like Job Simulator. The Batman Arkham is pretty fantastic.
Astrobot was so good, Max bought a VR.
So there you go. Max came over here and did the stream with me, and it was so good, he literally bought one that day.
For
that
Astrobot. Evening,
that click and collect. He went to work that night and went,
That's how I got my Xbox. I was at work. I'm like, I'll just do Afterpay online after work. Just went and picked it up. I'm like,
We should have a second code for Astrobot if you want to check it out.
Not really.
No?
It's not set up, and I can't refuse to step up.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's in Alex's room, and over the holidays, I'll be redoing Alex's room, shifting things, new furniture, and all that. So, and then I want to like have it permanently set up there.
Yeah.
So, maybe.
Maybe. Let me know.
Maybe.
What else? What are even some older games that should make the thing? Also having a crazy sell moment on PSN, as we mentioned. People keep talking, nobody explodes. I fucking love that game.
Yeah.
We've been playing that at work as well.
Yeah.
It's a good communication tool. Yeah. One person on the headset.
I played it here with you a little bit, yeah. I think.
So the way it works is someone has the VR headset on and they've got a bomb in their hands. And they need to identify what's on the bomb. Mm-hmm. So that the person, people watching,
can
provide
it.
Them the right information to help defuse said bomb.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Chris says, that's how I got my new PS4 as well, and Switch. How good is Afterpay?
I'm all over the Afterpay. I tested the waters with the new controller.
Yeah.
I was like, actually, it's pretty sweet. It's like the Xbox, $290 for a 1 TB white for the 1S. And yeah. I was like, you know, 4 fortnightly payments of $74. It pays for itself. It's already paid for itself with the Games Pass. Speaking of Games Pass.
There you go, jump on the Games Pass, yeah.
No, but pretty much everything I said before at the start of the show is worth checking out. But on the Games Pass as well, there's a section for the backwards compatibility stuff. So I am going to be downloading Fallout New Vegas because that's there. Because I never played it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I played it, but I never finished it. And it's free, basically. So why wouldn't I? If you need something to play seriously, if you have an Xbox, just get the Games Pass. Yeah. I think you can even get a Games Pass on PC through the Xbox PC app and just play everything there.
It doesn't have the same amount of titles, but... Yeah,
but there's still a lot there.
There are still some
Josh
there.
Games Pass Saunders. That's me. I'm living off Games Pass.
The Games Pass.
The Games Pass cast.
Ooh.
Remember?
That's from us.
I don't know. You sprung this on me. That's what I got. Metro series,
yeah.
The Division, check out the Games Pass.
We're thinking classics as well. Some people that haven't touched. Like... Persona, would you like Persona for two weeks, or is that too big?
It's a niche.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a little game niche. It's very, very popular, but it's not for everyone. I've lent it to a few other buddies, and they're like, it's cool, but it's not really my thing.
What about you, chat? What do you guys reckon should be some games for the Christmas break? Personally, you know I'm going to pick. WWE 2K19.
Oh, yeah.
Get excited for that Royal Rumble. Make your own Royal Rumble.
Max just downloaded Ori and Hellblade as well. So did I. Yes. Hellblade's really good. Can't wait to play Ori. Paul says you're welcome for the show idea for the Games Pass cast.
We'll do it.
Yeah, we'll never do it. Max says, do you think we will get Persona 5 on the Switch now that Joker is coming to Smash? I think it's a guarantee.
I think
there's already been something data mined from somewhere that heavily, heavily hints.
Yeah.
That's P5R or something.
Which is like, that's the big rumor for a while. It's been known as Persona 5 Ruby.
Yeah, because Persona 4 became Persona 4 Golden.
Yeah.
Because the color theme is gold.
Yeah.
And Persona 5 is red, but they're not going to go Persona 5 red because red is boring. Ruby sounds cool.
Keeps the idea with golden. Like that
yeah.
Feel.
So I think I've said it before, and I think Joel said it first, is it'll be called Persona 5 Ruby when it does. So you heard it here first. You did.
Well, kind of. Maybe. Apparently we said it in like episode 2 or something.
Yeah, apparently. I don't remember.
I remember saying that shit.
Max says it'll make him buy it again. And it would be cool on Switch, but I won't buy it again. Because if I'm going to play it again, it's because I want the trophies. And the Switch doesn't have them.
Yeah, that's true, it does not.
Paul will be sinking into Red Dead 2 and Dragon Quest 11.
Yeah, Red Dead 2 is probably going to be my big one, unless I pick up any other smaller games, which I probably won't.
I just have no desire to play that game. I don't know what, I just really just couldn't care less about Red Dead 2, and I don't know why. I'll probably like it when I play it.
Is it because everyone else is kind of raving on it right now?
No, because most of the other games I played this year was the same thing. God of War's so good. You know,
we had that earlier, though. It's a bit different. A bit more of a punch in that one.
No, but it's not that. I don't get into the, like, it's popular, so I fucking hate it now.
Yeah. I did that with Frozen. That was hard.
Yeah. Frozen's a really good movie.
I bet it is. I ain't watching it.
Paul hasn't started Red Dead 2. It's just something for holidays. Mm.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. Because, like, one of my big holiday games is always Stardew Valley. Like, I always go back in there and chip away a little bit
but
more.
But you did that recently.
I start one. Yeah, I know. Mm. Actually, what I haven't done is I haven't done my yearly Harvest Moon Back to Nature play.
Oh.
So, what I'm thinking is, Santa, if you're there, PlayStation Classic, and I'll mod the fuck out of that thing.
Will you?
Play Harvest Moon on it. And Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. And Shame on Cricket 99. That's for you, Paul.
But no, my holidays is basically going to be I need to play Last Light before mid-Feb. I want to finish Hellblade. I want to try Ori and the Blind Forest, and Halo's just there for I'm not in any rush to finish Halo, but it's just there for when, you know, I don't feel like playing anything else. So
my list is more Red Dead, try finish Last of Us again, because that's
the fifth time.
Well, last Christmas that was my game last Christmas. What else was there? Probably play more wrestling because I want to. Might try to finish the campaign in that one. It's about it, really.
Yeah,
pretty chill. And I'm still like at 98% of getting the platinum for Spider-Man.
Really?
So I might just tick that over. I might get some podcasts, get some music, and just sit and just grind that out. Because I am interested in playing the DLC because I kind of like what the story of the game was telling. And it's like $20 for all three DLCs right now.
Well, Max just started replaying Borderlands 2.
Oh, it's on VR now.
I've replayed it a lot, but the thing is, I've done that first probably 5 hours so many times at this point. I just can't do it again. But my breaks between playing are so big that I can't just keep playing with the same character because I've forgotten fucking everything. I've done the early game of Borderlands 2 so many times. But Borderlands 3 might hopefully come out soon.
This time is a good place to go back to earlier in the year where you can sort of chip away at games that you missed, like your God of Wars. I am debating doing Horizon again, trying to get those credits on Horizon.
You'll have to start again.
We'll have to
that
start
gameplay
again.
Is too finessed to just jump back into it.
That's also pretty cheap right now on the Gen sale, so I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Although I've got it on
Horizon.
Disc.
Yeah, you've got
I've
it.
I've got it on disc.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing it made me go, maybe that. Max says, I think I'll do Dying Light again. So with Dying Light 2 coming out, that's a good point. Also on sale right now.
Yeah, I played it for a while.
I enjoyed the shit out of that game.
It's good.
I played a little bit for a while with Max.
It's one of those the controls. You're like, what the fuck are these?
And it works.
And then when you're actually running, you're like, actually, this feels really good. This is good parkour controls. This is like R1 was jump, I think, and stuff like that. Yeah, really, really cool.
Yeah, so the other one I might jump on Party Crashers, which is a game I played at PAX. It's a nice little cool co-op game because, you know, with it being Christmas time, you know, there's always a lot of family around, so I'm trying to think of games that can get people around. So Party Crashers will be one. Maybe some of the Playlink games, might jump back into them. I might give Knowledge of Power Decades another burl.
I think the Jackbox Party Pack is on sale too, if that's what you're looking for.
And like I do every New Year's, Rock Band 4 will be coming out.
Mm.
What are you doing for New Year's? You want to pitch house thing?
I wouldn't have a fuck clue at the moment.
Want to come play Rock Band and go to bed at 10 o'clock?
It depends on the kids. Do I have them? Do I not have them? I don't know yet. But yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So, last year,
I haven't rung in a New Year's for about 3 years now.
Me either.
I just don't care.
Yeah, last year we played games and went to bed at like 11.
I was here last year, wasn't I?
No,
was I? Or was it the year before?
No, you were at your place. Craig and I were playing GTA.
Oh, that's right.
Craig had a TV set up on the kitchen table.
I remember.
I was on the big TV, and you were at your place. And we were like, all right, 11 o'clock, we got bed? Yeah, let's go to bed. We all were scattered.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that, actually. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe watch some wrestling in the new year or something.
you need to time it so, like, I don't know. Watch, like, last year's Royal Rumble, and as like, 10, 9, 8 for the last entrance of the Rumble times with the New Year's clock.
Yeah, the second that someone gets dropped out, and it's like... And then like someone went,
Happy New Year. Yeah.
So Braun Strowman won the Greatest Royal Rumble, by the way, the 50 man one. Good nothing team. Came out of that. Absolutely nothing.
Of course. Because it was in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, those matches don't mean anything.
No, they don't. They're just,
except for Crown Jewel.
It's basically a house show.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like they had in Melbourne.
On the Melbourne one, that was a dedicated pay-per-view.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Super Showdown was legit. And like that's actually had story implications.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, when they... Yeah, the other house shows, yeah. Paul says he's keen. I assume he's keen for wrestling. Nice work, Paul. what else have we got there? And then he goes, unless you play Claw, you have to do a fancy pro controller. Oh, I have a fancy pro controller. Shit's good. All right. Let us know what you'll be spending over your Christmas break as we now move into the section called From the Players.
The returning, recurring section. Sporadically,
because A, we don't chase it up enough, and B, we don't get enough questions. So, if anything, you guys are at fault. Just saying.
It's probably more on us, to be honest. Yeah.
Lee Wintershoven. He asked the question, what were your favorite five movies from 2018, and which five movies are you looking forward to in 2019?
I don't think I saw five movies
either. I didn't go. I think I went to the movies a handful of times this year. I think I saw Deadpool. I saw Avengers.
Yeah, I saw Avengers. I saw Venom.
I saw Mission Impossible.
In terms of going to the cinemas, yeah. I only saw two. Venom and Avengers.
I think I only saw a couple. Like, we used to see a lot more, but then as we no longer have a movie show, we've got that kind of slowed down. And we're busier now than we've ever been before. Which is bummed because I loved watching movies and I still love watching movies. And granted, we did the best picture stuff earlier in the year as well.
Yeah.
Saw some quality stuff out of there. But
I mean, at home I watched Blade Runner and Blade Runner 2049. Mm. They're really good.
Yeah,
they're fucking sick. Batista was in number two. That's crazy. And so was Harrison Ford, returning, recurring thing.
Very cute.
Yeah. Honestly, Venom is not a great movie, but I really fucking liked it at the same time. Apparently, Tom Hardy only did it for his son, because his son loves Venom, little kid. And he's like, oh, I'll do it. Yeah, okay, I'll do it. And it was, I think it's really fun.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of laughs out of it. And of course, Avengers is, you know, Avengers. So it's always good.
Very cool.
But sorry, I didn't see any more than that.
Me either. Like, I'm sorry, Lee. I didn't see no way through as many movies as I normally do. So I guess the standout would have to be like Avengers, and Deadpool was pretty sweet.
How original.
In terms of the best picture ones, I loved The Darkest Hour. That was fantastic. Really enjoyed Lady Bird. Call Me By Your Name was weird because he fucked a peach.
In American Pie, he fucked a pie.
Yeah.
So, you know.
The thing with fruits.
Yeah.
It's
a pastry.
Old Dave Chataway asks, he goes, I'm keen to know what you wish you spent more time playing this year and why. You've covered your game of year to an extent and your disappointment of the year, but I would be keen to hear which title you missed or didn't spend enough time with.
Nothing.
No, see, like the
this year I really was like, I'm going to play what I want to play. And play it for as long as I want to play it for. And I kind of stuck to that. And I finished everything I wanted to finish. I stopped playing stuff I didn't want to play anymore. And that's pretty much it, really. I mean,
yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. So, you know, looking under that kimono again, Max. Like I said, with me getting my new job this year in about June, and then you getting your new gig this year as well. Like, for us, for Josh and I don't know about Dylan because he's still working the same part job.
Yeah.
But, like, for us, our outlook has kind of changed on this. Mm. Like, we still love doing it and it's not going to stop, but we don't have the desire for this to be our permanent gig anymore.
No, but it's also like, so we don't feel like we have to cover everything.
So for that reason, I don't feel as obligated to cover everything.
Hmm.
Like, you know, as I mentioned 1,000 times at this point, like last year, I played half as many games as I played last year, and that was on purpose. Because I wanted to change how I do that. Like, it's real well and good to get all these games that we reach out for and ask, but what's the point if I'm not enjoying them? And what comes to with this, it comes down to I have to enjoy it. So I've shortened my list of what I wanted to play. And
I mean, I guess I wish I played Metal Gear Survive a bit more.
Yeah, I actually deleted it off PlayStation this morning.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I'm probably never going to
make it. Really funny, though, because we had such a great time in the beta, and then we just never ended up playing it again.
Mm.
I think I jumped back in, but no, you were like, you have to play through like 2 or 3 hours before you can do multi, and I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the multiplayer, but I'm not playing the other shit to be able to play the multiplayer. That's not what I want to do.
Yeah.
But then Konami started charging for save files and stuff. I'm like, yeah, okay, you guys are fucked. But no, seriously, every game I bought this year, I bought it for a reason.
Yeah.
It's because I wanted to play it. And stuff like Spider-Man, which I got about halfway through and I didn't play it anymore. I didn't play it anymore, not because I ran out of time, just because I don't want to play this anymore.
Yeah, so like, you know, I same thing. We asked for all the games that I wanted, and what something that sort of caught your interest, like Dragon's Dogma and stuff like that. And, you know, I reached out, got Paw Patrol, just because I wanted to, and that was awesome.
I mean, I wish I already had Smash, but I put that on my Kris Kringle, so I just haven't bought it because I'm getting it in like 2 days from now. So, you know.
So that's pretty. I think we've changed our mindset this year, and as a result, I think the games we've played have been better for it.
Now, this time next year, it may be like, you know, what did you wish you played more? And it could be a game as a service, like The Division. You know, I wish
the
Division 2. It's like, oh, I wish I had more time, or I wish I liked it more.
I wish I could invest more into Anthem
in that same category.
I'll put Odyssey on that list because everyone's praising Odyssey, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, by the way, but didn't do it. And I didn't want to spend more time with it because it happened right around PAX with Red Dead and all those other cool games. So I always think I like Assassin's Creed games more than I do.
They're better in your mind than when you play them.
Yeah, they seem way better in my head.
No, they've. Yeah, I'm interested to check them out. I just don't want to pay for one.
Mm.
So.
What's over there? If you want to
buy Games Pass might help me out.
Sean Levitt, he asks, what do you guys think for new features of PS5? Or controller changes, etc. Now, we have talked about this before in a previous episode.
Touchpad's got to go.
Yep.
But the question is the older games, because it's pretty much guaranteed the PS5 has to have backwards compatibility. If they don't, they've already lost the generation. In my opinion, if they don't have backwards compatibility, they've already lost that generation, and it kind of shows how out of touch they might have. Because they're in a weird spot at the moment where people are like, what are you doing at the moment with, you know, Xbox doing all this really cool stuff, and PlayStation, it's like, but the question is, if they do get rid of the touchpad, what happens to the backwards compatible games that use it as a main, like Killzone Shadowfall? It's an integral part of Infamous. They're integral parts of the gameplay. You're using that touchpad. Now, obviously, in the last couple of years, it's just used as a big button for games. But initially, there's quite a few games that rely on having that touchpad. So what do you do in that circumstance if you take it out? What will it be replaced with? Because the Xbox has gotten through just fine without having that extra huge button in the middle. They don't have it. They don't have an equivalent to it. So it's like, But PlayStation built a couple of games around it. So that'll make it a bit tricky. But it looks ugly. The touchpad to me looks fucking ugly. Mm. And I hate it.
I think as long as they offer support for PS4 controllers, I think that won't be an issue. I agree with you. The backwards compatibility is a must.
And also,
I'm trying to think what else.
I found as the years go by, the UI on the PS4 gets slower and slower. Mm. And I only really clicked with this Xbox. Everything. See, I'd be the other way. Instant.
My Xbox runs slow as balls.
Really?
Yeah.
With like. For my PlayStation to turn on and for me to get signed in is probably
You're slim though, yeah?
Slim.
Okay.
45 seconds to a minute, that initial PlayStation thing and all that. The Xbox is about 15 seconds, and then I can go R1, RB, RB, hit the store, there's the store. Whereas PlayStation, you hit the PS store, it's like, please wait.
There must be
And then navigating the store, it's like, laggy, it takes...
That has to be the original PS4 thing, because
I don't have an OG PS4.
It's still the same minutes, it's in a smaller box.
But that shouldn't matter.
No, but in terms of the processing power, it's the same.
Because the Slim is the equivalent of an Xbox One S, basically.
Kind of.
They had their OG fat units, and then they went to their Slim, the S and the Slim, the smaller units.
No, the S is actually more powerful than the original.
Well, it fucking shows.
Yeah.
Okay? Because it is so quick. Now, also...
But that's the point I'm making. The point I'm making is, like, they had the Xbox One, which at best could pump, like, 900p, right?
Mm.
They then essentially gutted the Xbox One. They didn't make the X, they made the S. So they overclocked a bunch of the stuff, actually put a bit more grunt in it, so now it can run to 1080p casually and super sample up to 4K.
You know how we've always shat on the Xbox dashboard?
Yeah.
Now that I've used it for a bit, while visually it's gross,
yeah, it's very
functionally it is really, really good and really quick. Like, to get to whatever you want to get to, or whatever menu or whatever setting, it's really, really quick to get there, and it's in a convenient spot. It's fucking ugly as hell. It looks disgusting, like a jumbled mess, but it functions very, very well.
I still hate it.
I like the cross-media bar as an idea, but that also kind of limits the kind of layouts they can do with it if they're going to stick to the cross-media bar. I wouldn't really care if they went away from the cross-media bar and did something new.
Yeah, I would like to see them try something different. I think that'd be really cool. I don't know what it would be.
You know, the PS3 had it. The Vita didn't have it. The Vita went away from it. The Vita's was fucking horrible.
The PSP had it?
Yep. The PS4 has it. But I think it's time to iterate on their UI a little bit. Because it is, at least on a Slim, it's laggy, it's slow. You want to get to YouTube, you've got to go up. Across to down across the TV, wait for that to load up. Wait for the icons to load up. Go across to YouTube. Oh, you overshot it because you were hitting it while it was lagging.
Big fuck off to that TV section, by the way. Like, make it to so I select it individually.
But you can't even go to the TV section and pin YouTube to your dashboard like all your other games and all that. You can't do it.
That's balls. I hate that TV fucking thing.
Fucking sucks.
In terms of the console itself, I want to see an improvement in processing power rather than graphical fidelity. Because if you notice from PS4 even to the One X or the PS4 Pro, they jack the graphic capabilities, but they kind of just slightly increment the processing power. As we hit 4K, processing is where that's the bottleneck, and we need to prove that. Otherwise, it's all well and great to have 4K, but when it can't meet 30 or it certainly can't meet 60 like frames per second, I'm trying that here, is like that's where it needs to improve. It's bump up that processing box, get that in there, probably chuck a Ryzen in there. Ryzen's good at that sort of multi-core processing, which is fantastic. Give me new PSVR, more powerful, or the capability to do so. Give me new PSVR moves. The current one sucked dong.
The DualShock 5 to me needs to be a bit bigger.
Yeah, a bit more chunky.
Going from the Xbox controller, which I've praised since the start of the generation, the Xbox One controller is amazing. The thumbstick layout and everything is great.
That's the Razer Reiju.
The weight is good.
It's a bit smaller.
I don't like this.
Yeah, it's a bit
smaller. It's like a rectangle.
It's a bit smaller than the Xbox One controller.
Definitely more comfortable than a DualShock 4.
Yeah.
I can see myself hitting these buttons by accident.
You have to learn to hold your finger in a different place.
Yeah.
So you have to learn to kind of... Because I normally use these fingers as my pivot point. I have to learn to use these two as my pivot.
Max says he'd like staggered sticks for the PS5. Now, what I'd like on the PS5 controller, maybe for it to be modular. You want to swap the D-pad and the joystick around? Just clip them in. It's probably not possible. Yeah. Doesn't mean I can't say I want
it. Of course. In terms of cost... the cost benefit of having that stand with every console, not possible.
I just like modular controllers because you get the shitty plastic triggers. Let me spend $30 and get some metallic ones and just pop them out and pop them in.
How about just a dedicated first party pro controller?
Or that.
That is the
or
thing.
Or the equivalent of the Xbox Design Lab, where you can make your controller, set your colors, put the metallic joysticks on, put metal buttons on. All that kind of stuff. I would love that. I would be all over it because all that stuff adds a bit of weight to it as well. And the DualShock 4 feels like I could snap it. I mean, I broke one a couple months ago.
Having used the Ryzen a lot, then moving back, like it doesn't flex like a PS3. If you touch a PS3 controller now, holy shit, like what the fuck? You literally feel it bend when you do that.
Especially when I'm playing Rocket League, sometimes I do like the twist on the, like, and I've had my PS4 controller, I've heard it go, I'm like, stop. But I've done it with the Xbox One, not a sliver of movement.
I think, a chunky controller is probably needed.
Just have more options.
It will stay symmetrical sticks because that's compact.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
thing.
The point of difference between them.
But just have more options. Like, at the moment, you want a DualShock, it's the same one, you just change the color. Have a Pro, have an Elite controller, you know, have ones with the metallic buttons for people that want it. Just give us the options to do it.
Be for the players.
Yeah. Like we are.
Like we.
Kind of, as I talk about Xbox for most of the episode.
Next question comes from Jess, beautiful and amazing community manager.
Mm.
She says, would you prefer to fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
One horse-sized duck, obviously.
Yeah.
My kid loves horses. My daughter loves horses. She's been booted in the head by a horse before. Still loves them. I know the damage their fucking feet can do. And whether they're 6 foot tall or they're... Because ducks can get to about 2 feet. Yeah, you know, good duck.
I'd say about that much, but... Say the horse about that big.
If they, one of them 100 boots you in the kneecap, you're fucked. You're down, and then you're copping these hooves to your head. They're like diamonds on their feet, man. A big duck, I suppose it'd be horrifying just to be swallowed, like a goose does. But, I mean, you punch your way out of its gut,
like,
I suppose.
Like Drax.
Like Drax did with the knives. you could conceivably win a fight against a horse-sized duck.
Mm.
I don't think any... You wouldn't have a chance against a... Because horses, they're fucking muscle. They are just pound for pound muscle. And having 100 of them, like dog-sized horses, because they're about the same size as a duck, like booting at you with their diamond feet, fuck that. Fuck that.
See, mine comes from an ethical place. I could kill one duck, 100 horses, that'll wound me forever. Like are you going to have one count of murder or 100 counts of murder?
No, but the idea, I guess the idea is it's self-defense. They're coming at you, right? And that depends too. Does all these 100 horses have like intent to kill? Like, are they like, we're out for your fucking blood?
If we kill this one large duck, that's a fucking ton of food. People eat duck.
You get horse jerky.
Yeah, you don't want to, though. It's ethically ambiguous whether they eat horse.
It's like that.
Eating a big
duck. It's like that.
Come Christmas, that duck.
It's like that vegan billboard. It's like cat, dog, duck, you know, sheep, cow, horse. I'm like, where do you draw the line? Yeah, I'm right, like, there. About there.
Right there at the horse.
Just after dogs.
Yeah.
Anything else is all right.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, horse, cat, dog. I'm like, right before the horse. Yeah. Right where it goes, you know, chicken, cow, and sheep to horse. Mm. There it is. Anything before that line, probably can eat it without an issue. So I think, even if we, worst case scenario, we kill that giant fucking duck and we win, we've got some salt for Christmas.
Do you know how to, like, gut and prep duck?
No.
Take it to the butcher?
If I just bring a butcher this giant duck and, like, give me a commission on this.
Where did you get this?
They're like, where can I grow more of this?
But no, the horses would fuck
me up. Yeah, they would fuck me up. Like I said, emotionally, I would be horrified. Because horses are very, very...
They're very intelligent.
Very intelligent creatures. Mm. Ducks dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, well, they're kind of, you know...
No,
my
dumb.
Concern, second concern, is it a mallard duck? Because those mallard ducks, they fuck other dead ducks.
Oh.
And they have those weird, like one of those, like, corkscrew, like,
pins
and
needle dick. Yeah, you get, like, penetrated.
So, when you get wrecked by a duck, it doesn't just wreck you. It fucking prins in your
You get fucked twice.
Yeah, like, you get... So much that a female mallard duck has a fakey vagine.
How do you know this?
I learned it in a podcast once.
Oh, okay.
So, like, yeah, so what'll happen is the duck has, like, a valve that it goes, I like you, have my real vagine. I don't like you, here's my fakey vagine. So it doesn't get pregnant.
I suppose either way, it wouldn't be pleasant, though.
Oh, no, either way still sucks.
It's like the not pregnant vagine, like, lined in, like, steel plating, so it doesn't hurt. Does a cork come out?
No, the
corkscrew dick.
No, like the mother nature is fucked.
Yeah,
It's really dangerous.
There's a subreddit called Nature Is Metal.
Yeah, it's real rapey. Yeah,
it's just fucking crazy. Anyway,
but a mallard male duck has this impulse to fuck another dead duck, male or female. It will fuck it.
I think we need clarification. We need clarification on what kind of duck.
If
we're
get mushed by this duck. We are getting pounded by that duck.
Yeah, I'd still rather fight the duck, though.
Oh, yeah. I would rather earn... Like, if I'm dead, no matter. But, like, it would be horrible to, like, Millie and and James and, like, Alex and Harley. Be like, no!
No, Dad!
Our dad's just died to this giant duck. Oh, it's fucking him! Who's your daddy? Well, it's like, that would be painful to watch for them.
Yeah,
I'm dead, who cares?
Yeah, it'd be also hard to watch 100 horses kick your shins in. It'd be much slower, I think.
It would be worse. James would love it. He'd be like, cool, these little horsies.
Woo!
I'm sure Harley would love it. Mm. But, like, when these are intent to kill horses.
Yeah, they've got, like, jagged teeth and shit.
Yeah, these, like, red-eyed, blood fucking horse murder everybody. Final question, a bit more of a serious one, comes from Jem. She goes, I genuinely want to know what Josh and Ryan learnt about themselves this year during through the Pop C.
I fucking hate conventions.
Yeah.
I despise them. Everything they stand for, I hate them. I don't want to go to them anymore. Yeah. I just don't like them. I don't know what it is. This is the best episode I've ever done. It's too busy. There's too much noise. Mm. I can't be there anymore. I don't like him. That's what I learned.
Well, mine goes...
Oh, I had a sneaking suspicion. I'm like, is this fun or not? It's fun, like, afterwards, just, like, hanging out, talking shit at the room, going out for tea. Like, that's, like, the best part of it. Like, we had the barbecue last year. It was fucking awesome. Like, being there, I can't do it anymore. I just hate it.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it.
For me, it comes from what I said earlier with the knowing this isn't going to be my permanent gig anymore. Like, there was a good sense of relief that came from that. It changed my perspective.
Just click it over to, like, this is a fun hobby.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, I still want to be the best that we can be. I still want this to be the best place to show in Australia.
Mm.
You know, that's still my goal. But knowing that I'm not like, we've got to do this, got to build this fucking resume of doing this. It really changed it.
I got to talk the talk. I got
to... Yeah, like, it just made it fun. Like, even going to PAX, like, even though you didn't go because you fucking hated it, I went this year going, I'm going to hang out with my friends. I'm going to do some work in the interim and I'm going to come out fucking happier. And I did. Like, I hung out with Paul. I hung out with, like, you know, Jack and Jono and Joel and, you know, just, and Dylan.
I think this year for me, it could have also been that there was just no game. I was like, yes, that's there. No way. I was just looking at the lineup. I'm like, I just don't really care about anything I'm seeing here. Maybe next year I'll look at it and go.
It was a dull year because knowing we're right on that.
Yeah, but maybe next year I'll look at the listing and go, actually, I do really want to go to this one.
Because knowing previous years we work our asses off in that three days, knowing that, you know, having that relaxed, but made me go, you know what? I'm going to get to that video later. We'll get the fucking 10 views in an hour from now.
I know, the walkthroughs get a lot.
They always get a good hit.
Yeah, the floor tour.
Mm. So, like, having my change of approach go from that to that was pretty huge. And for that reason, I've just enjoyed playing games, except for recently.
Except for now.
Right now, I'm a bit burnt out. But, from that, I've learned that I love wrestling. And I learned that I love it for a couple of different reasons. I think it's a good mental health check for me. You know, as in, when I watch it, I am genuinely happy.
Mm.
And I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about
just
it.
Just the ridiculousness of it. But
I could have the most garbage day. And I come home and I'll sit with James and we'll watch the wrestling and I'll get involved in the stupid soap opera-ness of it and I fucking love it. And that's what I've learned. Like, maybe about me, I learned that I was probably a bit more broken in the head than I thought I was.
Mm.
And knowing that has allowed me to find ways to make that better. And although I'm like getting unnecessarily or like almost like autistically obsessed with fucking wrestling, I think it comes at a time that I needed it.
Yeah. You're allowed to like things more than just video games, man.
Yeah. I know, like, I only said that last time. I mean, like, it's just cool to have that. And it's even cooler to know that so many of our community watch it as well. Like, I know you've got like a post, you know, old attachment with it.
Mm.
And, you know, and then, you know, Craig enjoys it. Fucking Chris enjoys it. Jem's a big fan. Max is starting to enjoy it now as well. So... Mm. Like, it's really nice for me to find something that I can enjoy and that makes me happy. And then knowing that there's other people around me that are supportive of that.
I would watch it more if it was more accessible to me, like Raw and SmackDown. Like, I don't want to get home and then download it and then transfer it to USB and do all that. If I could watch it, I'd watch it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, thankfully, I've just been torrenting because out of ease, but, like, my dad has a Foxtel Now account.
Okay.
So you just go, here you go. And then I just watch it in the afternoon, in the evening.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Just
got to go back and on demand.
But then
you get all the garbage ads of Foxtel, which I fucking blow my brains out. But torrenting is always the best answer for that
one. I realised I need another hobby and I can't find one.
You want to jump back into wrestling?
No, a hobby. Yeah. Like a creative hobby.
Yeah, I want
to. I've tried a lot this year. I've tried to get back into drawing. Mm. I still play my guitar pretty regularly, but it's not like an obsession. I've tried just like a fucking itchy nose. A lot of different board games and kind of things, which are fun, but you need to like make time to meet up with people to play them regularly and all that kind of stuff. Games, yeah. And it's just like, there are times where I'm at home, I'm like, I don't want to play any games. And I'll just like sit there. And it's just like, fuck am I doing? I need something else to do. I tried to paint miniatures again, Max.
Yeah, minis is on the one.
Like, really, really expensive.
Yeah.
I did enjoy my time with it, but I don't have steady hands anymore. I used to, back when I used to paint them, fucking like dot the eyes and all that kind of stuff. But now, like, I got the shakes.
I can. We've been doing that at work as well, so I can paint minis now better than I ever could before because I just have the attention span a bit more of focus.
Yeah.
But it's so expensive, and I don't want to paint Warhammer. Like, what else is there?
There's fucking heaps of other ones that are really cool.
What's accessible in Victoria?
Yeah.
And in Geelong.
Yeah.
You go to Mind Games. Mind Games has some other stuff, I suppose. But
it's mostly Warhammer.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what we
have a games workshop here.
Yeah.
I don't want to paint Warhammer.
Yeah.
But like, that's kind of something, you know.
I don't want to. I like the idea of like. I like the idea of setting up like an army with like all the buildings and, you know, do a really cool landscape, but I have no interest in playing
it. Oh, I never want to play it.
I don't want to play it. Even if the whole setup of it, like when we did Clockwork Dragon last year, like just looking, I'm like, this is incredible. This looks amazing. But it's really expensive, and I just say.
Yes, even if I do decide Warhammer instead, I'm like, alright, cool, I'll just paint Warhammer. Hey, it's fucking expensive. It's like $50 for the starter paint set. I'm like, fuck. But I'm never going to play it. I'll just paint them.
Yeah.
And then what would I do with them then?
Well, you don't have to do it. You can get really good and do the competition, the painting competitions.
Like maybe, because I know just the pressures of where your current life setup is with the work and very big work days, and you got your kid. Maybe you need more social, man. Maybe you need more socially things. Maybe that's what you're missing.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Not that I don't like hanging out with friends and stuff, but like when I've been at work for like 10-11 hours, and not just like an office job, but like up and down ladders, gas bottles, fucking all this stuff. It's just I just want to sit down. I just want to sit down. I don't know what I want to do when I sit down. I just want to sit down.
One thing I want to do, this is nothing about learn about Pop C, this is just moving 2019. I want to fucking hang out with people more that isn't doing this. Like, this is because the way of our lives is set up, this is the only time we hang out, and I fucking hate that.
We got Royal Rumble coming.
We got Rumble,
but you want to work that into this as well.
Because I don't have anything else to do. Like, so I want to make the creative outlet because I like being creative and I want to make that wrestling show. But, like, I don't want to do it. Like, I would love to do it with you, but I know you won't because you don't have enough time and you're busy.
Yeah.
And I'm not expecting that of you either.
I could maybe swing it if it was audio only.
Yeah. It's possible.
Just putting it out there. Yeah. If I could just, we get on Discord or Skype or whatever program you want to use to do it over the internet. That's a possibility.
Yeah, like I'm thinking of that being a possibility as well.
Or you could have a rotating people. You just listed like 10 people you know that are like into it now. So you could,
And that stems from me using that as an excuse to want to talk about something that I'm really enjoying. Fuck off.
Shut the fuck up, computer.
Shut up, computer. and that's what it comes down to for me. It's just like that. I find that as a reason to talk about what I really am enjoying right now. We have not hung out. Like we used to do our two monthly just hangouts. Where it was you, me, Dylan, Jess, Dave, Craig. We would just fucking have dinner, play games, just chill out. We haven't done that in like months.
Good tacos that time. Really good tacos.
So I think I want to do that. A bit more.
I know I need to get out of the house more. There's just no like drive for me to do it. I know I should because I had my work Christmas party Friday night. We're at the Belmont. Fuck, it's so busy. There's like 150 people on the roof. There's like 8 different Christmas parties going on.
I can't do that.
Dad really wanted me to go, and I wanted to meet all the other people in the industry and all that. So I went. But there was a couple of friends from my childhood there as well. I was chatting to them. You know, we should catch up. I'm like, yeah, I know, we should. It'd be really cool. I'm like, I probably won't, though.
Well, because even we mentioned this the other day, we were talking about our old jobs. Like when we worked at Dan Murphy's together, and we don't talk to anybody.
No, a single person. Now. People I was incredibly close with as well.
Same as, like, and I honestly, you know, maybe if we didn't have this, we wouldn't. maybe. Who knows, right? And like Energy Australia was, I don't think I ever mentioned that I worked there, but yeah, I used to work.
No,
Energy
you did.
Australia.
You let it slip a few times, especially when you were ragging on it. And yeah, like, Energy Australia. Oh,
yeah. So like, you know, I would see people every day. Like there was 300 people on that floor. I wasn't friends with all of them, of course, but like I talked to no one. And like, and now my current job is Paris and I. So we're a two-man department. We see each other 40 hours a week minimum. I guarantee he's gonna fucking hang out with me. You know what I mean? So like, I've instantly just decreased my friend circle. You know, but I talk to everyone on Twitter and shit and stuff like that.
But I am like my mother. I'm a very solitary person, and so is she.
I do.
There is nothing I crave more than being left the fuck alone. Like that is my zen. You know.
I'm not solitary. I'm closed group. So, the people that I choose to associate with the most, which is essentially you, apart from my wife, of course, you, Craig, Dylan. It's about it locally. Like I've got other friends, but like
locally.
And Dave, and you know, like these are the people that like I care so deeply for that like I want to fucking hang out with you all the time. Because I don't have any other friends. And like, because we're all busy, it makes it very tough.
And Max. It's a given.
Yeah, Max is a given. Yeah. Should be on that list. Yeah. But I mean, like.
No, but to me, I'm like.
So, like, that's why when you bounce for a while. <He's>
I got you, buddy. Yeah, I got you.
And Max. And you're Max, like. See, this is.
He's not even your friend, technically.
Technically, he's Millie's friend. And, like, we've been friends for a while, and, like, I'm hoping that Max becomes more involved. Because I fucking love hanging out with Max. You know, like, genuinely.
Why is my nose so itchy?
You know what I mean?
So to like, me, it's the
so
thought.
So when you bounced for like 4 weeks, I was like, oh. Because like, we didn't hang out. We barely fucking spoke.
Yeah. But to me, the thought of like building like new relationships, I'm
fuck
just like,
that.
I can't be
fucked. I don't want to do that.
Like even at the party, because my dad was fucking trashed. I've never seen him that drunk. Even the other like workmates that have known him for 4 years, like I've never seen him this
was
drunk.
Was it fun though?
Yeah, it was fun ass. But all these chicks like dancing and all that, he's like, oh Josh, go talk to her. Like, oh, what about that one over there? Look at the tits on that one. I'd just rather play my Xbox. I said, Dad, I'd rather play my Xbox. He's like, what? Like I've got
why you play this one, you play that box, you know?
I've got the kids. You know, I've had a couple relationships and I was like, it's just not worth my time, really. But you haven't met the right person because I don't want to.
Yeah.
Maybe I have. And I was like, eh.
See, the same thing, like, I don't want to go out, like, go out.
No, I don't want to go out. I don't go out ever again.
No, like, if I was like, you know, go to the bar or something, I'm like, can we just drink at my house? I have a pretty sweet house.
Bars are okay.
They have a nice outside area. Like, you know, it's just people come here. Like, you know,
come here to my safe place.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, that's the thing. I have a house that supports hanging out. It's fucking hang out.
It's got like the walls.
There's games.
And the
there's
roof.
There's walls. There's a roof. There's an outside area.
There's my bed.
You know, there's my bed.
So I can tell you to fuck off when I want to go to bed.
Oh, that's never an issue. But yeah. So what do I learn about myself this year? I don't fucking know. I like wrestling.
I hate conventions and I should socialize more, but I probably won't ever.
Yeah.
Max has been having this exact discussion with the wife for New Year's. What? Like what to do, or like, see, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm doing on New Year's, like ever. Can't we have people? Can't we have people here so I can drink and play games?
Yeah.
And then if I want to get fucking destroyed, I can just go to bed.
Yeah.
Not like, how do I get home? All that kind of stuff. Anyway.
Well, if you don't have the kids, because I know that Alex doesn't like sleeping anywhere but his own house.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
We've got multiple beds here now.
I know.
And I think you would fit in James's Paw Patrol.
I think I would. Bed just looks fine. Pretty comfy.
You'd be very comfy.
It looks good. That PlayStation and light.
Before we jump into that, well, I just want to say big thank you to everyone that has watched our shit, watched our fucking random ass ramblings this year.
Oh,
like, we understand we are such a still incredibly small community, but I think we are a very strong community in that, apart from giving us questions for Q&As. But
that's because over the years they've already asked everything.
They've asked everything, you know? Like, I'm a big fan of all of you people. Big fan of all of you. Love chatting.
What do you mean, you people?
You people? And I just want to say, I don't know, but it's on behalf of both of us, behalf of Dylan as well.
Of course it is.
He's off doing his pop quizzes and stuff. I just want to say thank you so much. I wish you a Merry Christmas and we can't wait to fucking hang out with you in 2019. And this is the last episode for this year.
There's no more Saturdays left in this year, Max. Yeah.
So The way this will work from here on out, same as always, but we're going to have 2 weeks off, I think. So this episode will drop on Christmas Eve, and the next episode will be the 14th?
Correct.
14th. So we'll be back on the 14th of January doing it as we go. Big new year of just fucking fun, playing games that we want to, and talking all things the PlayStation.
Maybe socializing more.
Maybe socializing.
Is there another Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's like the 30th, I think.
Yeah, there is. I was pretty close. Yeah.
Shut up, Max. Being corrected.
That PlayStation and life conversation happened on a Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Standard Time on YouTube and 8 a.m. on iTunes, Spotify, and other podcast services. If you'd like to be a part of future conversations in the new year, please join us on Facebook, Discord, comment below. If you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon, patreon.com/popculturist. Head over there, check out the tiers. There might be something there that interests you.
And if you want to show the love of Popculturist on your body, head to popculturist.com/shop. We can buy not these shirts, you can buy phone cases. It's fucking chill. It's hot as balls in here. And we are on Twitch at twitch.tv/thepopculturists. I kind of want to stream more next year, but also can't be fucked, so just at least Wednesday.
That's what it's all about. Do I want it? Probably not.
Best episode yet.
The best episode yet when we're not talking about PlayStation.
It's just bullshit. It's just us.
Getting fucked by ducks. Maybe we should just have a bullshit podcast.
We used to.
You used to.
No, we used to. That was our panel shows. They used to be just bullshit.
Oh, yeah. No, but we had to like pick a topic.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
Well, if you want to do a bullshit, I'm down for bullshit. I miss talking bullshit. Miss talking bullshit hard. Let's make that.
Maybe we should just add a new segment at the end of this and now into the bullshit.
Yeah, and then we'll cut the show. We'll cut for the players. Then we'll do like a bullshit.
For the bullshit.
And just
10 minute bullshit.
Yeah, just a little audio goes up once a week. I don't know.
Anyway.
But until 2019... I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And that
was for the players. It did the whole, you know, like the radio, how it's like one voice, another voice, both at the same time, but slightly out of time with each other.
Fucking
the radio. Pulse radio ads in a nutshell.
We'll see you in 2019.
Bye.